Hello, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. I never win anything. Ever. Not so much as a bingo game. Mine would be the only Cracker Jack box without a toy inside. I believe that's because I won the grand prize one-time lump sum payment of fantastic parents on the first day of my existence. I used up all my equity right out of the gate. It didn't take me long in my life to realize what a Powerball Mega Million sweepstakes lottery parental jackpot I won by coming into this world as the son of Frank and Martha Hiles. Ironically, I didn't talk much as a child or as a young man, but I listened. And from what I have gathered over the years, most people don't grow up in a household initiated, orchestrated, regulated, administrated, and dictated by love. I haven't divulged much about my parents to you during the course of the Hiles Files lifespan on this radio station. Dr. Frank Hiles was one of the best preachers you would likely ever hear preach, and Martha Hiles was one of the best teachers you would likely ever hear teach. In a sense, that about covers it. Everything that made them the standard-bearer at their own chosen vocation was what made them exemplary parents. They were loving, compassionate, engaging, demanding, communicative, caring, creative, dependable, and fiercely intelligent. I'm using past tense here, but my mom is thankfully still with us. We lost Dad several years ago. I miss him every single day. As you might imagine, Dad and I had some powerhouse philosophical and theological conversations, but not enough. Never enough. As I go through this aging process and transition into new stages of my life, I repeatedly encounter such big questions that I grapple with. I so miss his insight. It would be so helpful and satisfying to chew on those questions together. I don't mean to shortchange Mom because she offers equally inspiring and sage discourse, but it was just what Dad and I did, you know. It was his profession, his area of expertise, his call. What you need to know about my mom is that she almost single-handedly cared for my father for 4 years after a massive stroke. The caregivers that would come into the house several times a week to assist Mom were godsends that provided desperately needed respites. But the 24-hour, 7 days a week, full-time assignment of making sure all of Dad's needs were met fell to her. What you also need to know is that when my dad died, my mother assumed the duties as pastor of his church. Never having preached a day in her life, but having a comprehensive spiritual background with a family of preachers, including her father and several brothers, and, of course, more than 50 years as a pastor's wife, she filled in as best she could. It didn't take long before the congregation begged her to take on the role for good. Using Dad's decades of sermons as a template and her own vast background in teaching, Mom has upheld my father's legacy of earnest compassion, selfless good works, nurturing counsel, and inspiring words faithfully. If anyone ever asks me if I play the lottery, I have to smile. My scratch-off ticket was an instant winner on day one. Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles.